Welcome once again to Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down those soulful sounds to which I hope you are getting down. The funk, the soul, the jazz. We're going to get started in a minute with the music, but first I want to let you know how you can find us on social media. We are on Facebook at Upfront Soul, also on Twitter at Upfront Soul, and what do you know, on Instagram every once in a while at Upfront Soul. You can send us messages, follow us if you're so inclined. We try to let you know what's coming up on upcoming shows, tell you about new releases, milestones in the world of music, funk, soul, and jazz, and also civil rights history. All right, we're going to hear from Curtis Harding now from his album Face Your Fear. It's Need Your Love.
I want you to stay. Don't go. so darn glad he let me try it again. 'Cause my last time on earth I lived a whole world of sin. I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Gonna keep on trying till I reach the highest mound.
I've got soul and I'm super bad.
brand new song, sing it cheerfully and true. Just let the Lord into your life, everything you do.
Come, Lord, down from heaven, set before you sons of men. Lift up every voice and sing, I will come and get with them.
There with Praise the Lord from Greg Belson's Divine Disco Volume 2. Great new record. Michelle Thomas brought us Higher Ground from Messenger, her wonderful Stevie Wonder tribute album. Word on the street is she's got another album coming up soon. Can't wait to hear it. Curtis Harding started us out with Need Your Love from Face Your Fear. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage. Such a privilege to be bringing the tunes to your party. And if there's anything you want to hear that would help you enjoy yourself just a little bit more, you can always write me at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If there's anything you'd like to hear or questions you have about the music, you just want to give us a shout. All right, Nikki Giovanni is coming up next. From her album, The Truth Is On The Way, we're going to hear Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, poem for Aretha.
Cause nobody deals with Aretha, a mother with four children having to hit the road. They always say after she comes home, but nobody ever says what it's like to get on a plane for a three-week tour. The elation of the first couple of audiences, the good feeling of exchange, the running on the high you get from singing good and loud and long, telling the world what's on your mind. Then comes the eighth show on the sixth day, the beginning to smell like that plane or bus. The if you forget your toothbrush in one spot, you can't brush until the second show. The strangers pulling at you cause they love you, but you having no love to give back. The singing the same songs night after night, day after day. And if you read the gossip columns, the rumors that your husband is only after your fame. The wondering if your children will be glad to see you, and maybe the not caring if they are. The scheming to get out of just one show and go just one place where some dodo dookity duke won't say, just sing one song, please. Nobody mentions how it feels to become a freak because you have talent and how no one gives a damn how you feel, but only cares that Aretha Franklin is here. Like maybe that'll stop chickens from frying, eggs from being laid, or crackers from hating. And if you say you're lonely or scared or tired, how they always just say, aw, come off it. Or, did you see how they loved you? Did you see, huh, did you? Which most likely has nothing to do with you anyway. And I'm not saying Aretha shouldn't have talent, and I'm certainly not saying she should quit singing. But as much as I love her, I'd vote yes to her doing 4 concerts a year and staying home or doing whatever she wants and making records, because it's a shame the way we're killing her. We eat up artists like there's going to be a famine at the end of those 3 minutes, when there are, in fact, an abundance of talents just waiting. Let's put some of the giants away for a while and deal with them like they have a life to lead. Aretha doesn't have to relive Billie Holiday's life, doesn't have to relive Donna Washington's death, but who's going to stop the pattern? She's more important than her music if they must be separated, and they should be separated when she has to pass out before anyone recognizes she needs a rest. And I say I need Aretha's music. She's undoubtedly the one person who put everyone on notice. She revived Johnny Ace and remembered Lil Green. Aretha sings I Say a Little Prayer, and Dion doesn't want to hear it anymore. Aretha sings Money Won't Change You, but James Brown can't sing Respect. The advent of Aretha pulled Ray Charles from Marlboro Country and back into the blues, made Nancy Wilson try one more time, forced Dion to make a choice. She opted for the movies, and Diana Ross had to get an Afro wig. Pushed every black singer into blackness and Negro entertainers into Negroness. You couldn't jive when she said, you make me feel. The Blazers had to reply, gotta let a man be a man. Aretha said, when my show was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. And Janis Joplin said, maybe. There has been no musician whom her very presence hasn't affected. When Humphrey wanted her to campaign, she said, a woman's only human. And he pressured James Brown. They removed Otis Redding because the combination was too strong. The Impressions had to say, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. The black songs started coming from the singers on stage and the dancers in the streets. Aretha was the riot, was the leader. If she had said, come, let's do it, it would have been done. Temptations say, why don't we think about it, think about it, think about it.
It's a trunk full of funk.
Nobody knows except my pillow at night. All through the day, how many tears I have to fight. And oh, when I'm alone, yeah, I just cry like a baby. Them all. And oh, when I'm alone, yeah, I just cry like a baby. I cry like a baby. And oh, 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 yeah. Each day I say, tomorrow will be my lucky day.
Aretha Franklin, Cry Like a Baby. Kamasai Washington slipped in the middle with Misunderstanding from the Epic, and we started out with a song about Aretha. Nikki Giovanni, Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, poem for Aretha from The Truth Is On the Way. Sanguine Fromage laying it down for ya. Here on Upfront Soul, next one is called About You from Kez Jones.
Precious girl, distant world, safe and you're sound. My sunny days have all turned gray since you're not around. I wish your love like every day. Since you've left me, I've gone astray. I spend most of my time just drifting away, singing about you, singing about you. Vivid memories of you and me dancing together. But love never dies, and time sure flies. What happened to forever? 'Cause I need your loving like every day. Since you've left me, I've gone astray. I spend most of my time just drifting away, singing about you. Yes, I do. Singing about you.
You know, Sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
pass the word.
Emma Donovan, an Aboriginal Australian soul diva there with My Goodness from her album Dawn. Cannonball Adderley with Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. And we started out with Kez Jones, About You from Rough and Raw. Sanguine Fromage, we got time for one more set here on Upfront Soul, and we're going to dip back into Rashid Ali here. This one is called A Mother's Dream. You got Upfront Soul.
It's 1968. Thank you. lives matter.
When a baby comes into this world, there should be joy and happiness. When a mother looks into her baby's eyes, she sees a world of possibility, a future life. A mother's dream is so divine.
It's a trunk full of funk.
Thank you.
Joe Hicks bringing us home here on Upfront Soul for this week, Life and Death in GNA from I'm Just Like You, Sly's Stoneflower. Miles Davis and Gil Evans brought us Prayer from Porgy and Bess, and we started out with one more from Rashid Ali. This one's called A Mother's Dream. I am so glad that I have been able to bring you some music, which I hope has helped you along. We got another show coming up for you next week, so I do hope you'll tune in again. Might as well stay tuned to this great radio station, and always do remember, if you get knocked down, don't stay down. Get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine.
I want you to remember this. You gotta remember this song for me. Tell everybody we're down here. Having a party. Dancing to the music. Never could, no other song to do. Now let me tell you, Mr. Oh, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time. I'm out here. Everybody hear me say, having a party. Everybody having a party. Everybody swinging. Everybody's dancing to the music. Dancing to the music. On the radio, baby.
If you feel good, all alone, ride in the radio sometime. Ride in the car and the radio's on. Keep on having that party.
How that sound, Sam?
That sounds nice.